So we're just going to relax and breathe. Taking a sweet moment to tune into that quiet space at the center. There's a beautiful well of peace that underlies all of this seeming chaos on the surface. And as we take slow, deep breaths, we remind ourselves that we're safe, that all is well. As Abraham says, that our inner beings are ever there loving us. We are dearly, deeply loved. Or as Abraham says it, there is great love here for us. And anytime we want to, we can just turn to that sweet space of peace and love that lies at the center, that is ever orchestrating well-being for us, ever lining up cooperative components, ever finding the grace and the harmony and the beauty, and reminding us to be in alignment where we can also find the grace, the harmony, and the beauty. And Abraham is definitely part of the grace, harmony, and beauty of my life, and so is Marcia, who transcribes quotes for us. And I have the beautiful quote that she just sent from the Abraham Now workshop on 5/21/25. And the lady asking the question was a teacher. And she said, "My question is around the population that I teach in my students. I am focusing on the positive as much as I can. And a lot of times in alignment, things are going quite well. There are some cases where I have some students that are very dysregulated. They are probably in fight or flight, and I'm one in a group of 25 to 30 students. I don't know if you have any advice for me, for when it's just me in this classroom setting, on how teachers can help a class co-regulate, what I can do with those students who are struggling with those student skills of regulation, when they come from a background of trauma, and how I can get through those moments to reach as many students as I can in this educational setting that we have. I would appreciate any advice that you could speak to on that. Thank you so much." Abraham said, "You see, they come from a background of trauma, just like almost everyone on the planet does to some degree, because they're focused on stuff that does not feel good. In other words, there's a momentum about that. Now stay with us for just a little bit. Can you feel, we're asking all of you, but especially you, dear teacher, can you feel, in light of everything that we've been talking about already here today, how you could have been Esther with friends introduced to something they were lighted up about? Those beautiful little cups, they're going to use them for espresso or hot toddies. None of them can even think why anybody would need a little cup like that. They just want or need them in some way. So can you imagine yourself going to school next, just having recently been lighted up by something that has no downside to it? There's nothing in it to push against, It's just there to enliven you, to uplift you, to well-being you. And so you showed up, not thinking about the dysfunction of the kids or how they got that way or the struggle of the momentum, all of that. You are lighted up. And you don't have to explain nothing to nobody about why you're lighted up. You don't have to explain what lit you up. Don't show the cups to the kids. They won't get it. But you go lighted up about something. And your light is the most you have to offer. And it's a lot. You're not looking at them like they're deformed or dysfunctional or victims. You're looking at them through the eyes of light it up. And all you can see because of your vibrational frequency is the bandwidth in them that matches the bandwidth in you. Oh, there it is. All you can see ever is the bandwidth in them or that or this or whatever it is that matches the bandwidth in you. You're a bandwidth of love and positive expectation and motion forward and eternity and more and clarity and fun and happiness. That's your bandwidth. But it's not your bandwidth when you're worried about them or when you're frustrated with them or when you're performing for the administration that's asking things of you because they don't know what's going on in this vibrational universe. School is failing largely because it's not approaching anything vibrationally. The teacher who's happy in her garden is the best teacher in a classroom, or the teacher who's happy in the fiction that you're reading. It doesn't matter what it is that you're using as your calibrating point for you to radiate the fullness of who you are. You can just stand there and be there. And those in your presence, if they have a particle of a bandwidth that matches that, will rise to your bandwidth. So you rise as often as you can in whatever silly way it takes you to do it. For a while, it's going to be tiny cups for Esther. And we know that sounds ridiculous, but it's so accurate. She can't stop thinking about them. She wants to go over and pick them up again. She wants some to have for her very own. She wants to pour her water into them in tiny little cups of tea. It's ridiculous. They lit her up. And do you know why? They're vintage. They have some momentum of excellence. Someone designed them who's long dead. Someone created them who's long dead. Someone fired them. In other words, they've been around a long time. The momentum of them has been enhancing this environment for a long time. Everyone who has possessed them has added to it. Esther's dear friends, who are so important in her energy stream. It doesn't take much to light you up, but lighted up you must be to be of value to anyone else. Doesn't take much to light you up, but light it up you must be to be of value to anyone else. And so Abraham's talking about paying attention to the bandwidth that we are vibrating within. Are we vibrating in a bandwidth of frustration or victimhood or fear? Are we vibrating in contentment or hopefulness or peacefulness or love? So many places on the emotional scale that we may be vibrating. So many opportunities throughout the day as we have thoughts that feel good and we amplify those, or we have thoughts that don't feel so good and we make another choice to look for a thought that feels better. we get to choose. And this opportunity that they're offering us here is to focus on things that we already know light us up. So there are things that we know light us up. I know that each of us has something that lights us up. We may have many, many things that light us up. I know I always have flowers here because flowers light me up. And I was looking at these flowers this week. They are half from one arrangement that Bob gave me. And the roses faded and I took them out. But I had another arrangement that had carnations and alstroemeria and longer lasting flowers, some mums. And they've been with me for 2.5-3 weeks now. And they are the front of the bouquet today because they were still lighted up. But the gorgeous greens, just stunning greens that were in the fancy arrangement that Bob gave me, they are still beautiful. They didn't have the fragileness of the roses that faded in 5 days. So this arrangement looks brand new today, even though it's part of two much older arrangements. And flowers light me up. So I spend time picking out the ones that weren't so good and favoring the ones that were thriving and rearranging what I was looking at so that it was very, very beautiful and made my heart happy. So it's not about things being changeless. It's about going with the flow. Flowing downstream, appreciating what's here right now. We have the opportunity to love life. And noticing what we love in life makes all the difference. So take a moment and think of someone or something that lights you up. What do you love in your life? Might be something that makes you laugh, or makes you smile, or makes you quietly happy. Something that touches your heart, or makes your heart sing. So take a minute and find something to think about that lights you up. So let's take another slow, deep breath. And give ourselves credit for building a better bandwidth. I think I'm going to make that my slogan for this week. Build a better bandwidth. Oh, that makes me happy. I feel empowered when I'm building a better bandwidth. I feel appreciation when I'm building a better bandwidth, most of the time. But sometimes, in order to build a better bandwidth, we need to do the Abraham work with the emotional scale that allows us to move from fear to anger, to discouragement and blame and worry and disappointment and boredom. Oh. And that beautiful feeling of letting go the resistance when you've been focused in the lower half of the emotional scale. Oh, it feels so good to just let go. To give up that focus on the things that lower your bandwidth and to find just a simple, easy existing match that helps you raise your vibration. Even just a little bit makes a difference. And so let's think about building a better bandwidth. And take a moment now and find something else in your life that you feel lit up about. Something that feels like an aha of the mind or an ah of the heart. A game that you can play. Or a friend you could phone, or an opportunity to look at a picture of someone you love and feel that warmth in your heart. Take another moment to focus on building a better bandwidth by thinking of something that lights you up. Just taking another slow, deep breath as we build a better bandwidth. And how about thinking of something that makes you feel refreshed? I love feeling refreshed. Oh, sometimes it's revitalized or re-energized or reinvigorated, renewed. So many ways to just get back into a better bandwidth. We might be refreshed by a cold glass of water or a warm cup of tea. We might be refreshed by a smile or a compliment or a thank you. We might be refreshed when we ourselves smile or offer a compliment or a thank you. We can be refreshed by something comedic that makes us laugh, or something adorable that melts our heart. We can be refreshed by connecting with Source, by getting into alignment any moment of the day, and just feeling that support that is ever there for us and non-physical. We can be refreshed by the love that is the very essence of our being, and the love that is ever here for us. We can be a vehicle for that love in the world. We can be a source of renewal for others when we choose to approach them, when we're lighted up. As Abraham says, doesn't take much to light us up, but lighted up we must be to be of any value to anyone else. So just look at your life and give yourself credit for things that you do that light you up, and ways in which your lighted up being makes a difference. Perhaps you sent a text to somebody to remind them that they're cared about. Or maybe you said a prayer for someone who's having a tough time. Maybe you offered to assist someone when they needed help. Or maybe you allowed someone who loves to help the opportunity to help you. That can be a way that your being lighted up can help, because in order to receive help, we need to be open and receptive. And being open and receptive is a way of being in alignment. So think of ways that you've been able to help or be helped. Think of how good it feels when somebody reaches out a helping hand when you need one. And think of how nice it can be to be the one who can be there to help when that's appropriate. Let's think about being in the bandwidth of lighted up and helpful, or lighted up and receptive. And so I invite you now to just reach for that willingness to feel better, to be lighted up, to be open and in alignment, to breathe deeply and well, to sleep deeply and well, to relax and remember that your bandwidth makes all the difference, and do what's most potent. Reach for a thought that feels better. Consciously choose to move up the emotional scale when you're not feeling good. Look for ways to look around you and see the beauty. Hear the harmony, feel the grace. It's always here, and it helps us relax and find the beauty in life. I am so grateful for Abraham for the wisdom that they share with us. And I give thanks for being here today with each of you and connecting with that which lights me up. Doing these meditations lights me up. And so just take a moment and stretch. That feels good. And when you're reconnected with this now moment, you can open your eyes and smile. And so it is.